today, let's think about God. Or I guess more what I mean is, let's think about thinking about God. Throughout our day, we have various slots of time. Now, usually our day is structured around things that take a lot of our time. You know, we go to work, or we go to school, we have meals, we have specific events, or things that we plan to attend, or get-togethers, times when we're going to meet with other people. So there are specific things in our lives that we often plan our time around. Outside of those things, we have other periods of time. What I'm talking about there are periods of time that are generally unstructured. Time where you have 30 seconds while you're waiting in a line. Time when you're walking out to your car. Time when you're laying in bed before you go to sleep. Time when you're brushing your teeth. You know, we have various small chunks of time. And it's those times that I want to think about specifically. What if, during those times, you thought about God? I mean, what do you normally think about? Right, we're probably, you know, thinking about something we're worried about. We're probably thinking about the next thing we're going to do when we're done brushing our teeth. But what if you just stopped and thought about God? Here's what I mean by that. So often we want to go to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing, and just do one thing after the other, boom, boom, boom. And yet one of the things that Scripture does is it just talks to us about God. Just listen to this. Psalm 103, starting at verse 6. Psalm 103, verse 6. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. There's a lot of things that we do that enhance our relationship with God. We spend time praying. We spend time talking to other people about God. We spend time reading Scripture so that we can know how God wants us to think. And these are all things that we should do. But how often do we just stop and think about these things that this psalm is telling us about God? How often do we just stop and think about the fact that God knows us? For he knows our frame. He knows that we are dust. How often do we just thank God for the fact that he knows us? This is something that we see all throughout Scripture. That Scripture not only tells us about different characters who lived according to God's principles, and it not only tells us about how we should live, but it tells us about God. Why? Well, because it wants us to know who he is. And then, to think about who he is. To spend time thinking about how much we love who he is. You know, that's a major part of a relationship. You spend time thinking about the person that you love. Now, you don't just talk to them. You don't just listen to them. You know, those are important pieces in the relationship. But when you're not together, you think about them. You think about all the reasons that you love them. You think about how you can't wait to see them. So let's think about God. We have all these different opportunities in our life. Time, where you have just a few minutes, just a few seconds. Think about how your interactions with others would change if, when they said something that frustrates you, what if you had been thinking about God and His compassion just before they said that thing? What if, while you were driving, you were thinking about how God teaches us faithfulness and mercy right before that other person just cut you off? Thinking about God is a crucial piece in our relationship to Him and in becoming like Him. So let's take those moments in time. Let's take those opportunities. And let's think about what we love about God. And in doing so, we can be so thankful for who our God is. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.